با به کام پرکس مثل هی اماک آبی به ایمو و آسو به هن خبور. Somebody who hits his father or his mother and wounds them, he causes blood to be drawn. با خوبل به خبرو به شابس. Somebody who wounds his friend on Shabbat, Pater Mikulam, he is Pater from paying all five losses that are incurred, Mipnei Shehu Nidon Benafsho, as he is judged a capital sentence, as he is Chayev Misa in both of these cases, and somebody who wounds his father or his mother and causes blood to be drawn is Chayev Misa, and somebody who wounds somebody on Shabbat is also Chayev Misa, as causing blood to be drawn is one of the Av Melachos that there is a Chayev Misa for, and we have a cloth, Kimle, bit of rabamine, when somebody is high as two punishments, Bezdin only penalizes him the more severe one, which in this case is a chiyav misa. Now, even though we have a cloud that I'm a kalkel, the Shabbat pater, somebody who does a destructive act on Shabbat is pater, is only a mitakein is chayav. Somebody who does a constructive malacha is chayav, and in this case, he caused destruction. This is not mitakein, it is mekalkel. Even so, he is chayav here. As we look at this, as a tikkun, as something constructive, as he calmed his anger and appeased his yetzahar, this is considered constructive, and he is chayav misa. Ba'achovel be'eved knani shelo, pater mekulam. Somebody who wounds his own eved knani egoisha, eved is pater from paying any of the five losses that are incurred. As if he would wound somebody else's eved knani, he would pay the owner of the eved, not the eved knani himself. So therefore, in this case, where the Eved Knani belongs to himself, he is punished. Masechet Bava Kama, Parakas, Mishnah above, Hadokea Lechaveru. Somebody who punches his friend in the ear, Nosein Lo Sela, must give him a Sela. A Sela is a half of a dinar of Kesef. This is the amount that you pay for the tsar, the pain, and the boshes, embarrassment that you cause the other person. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishrum Rabbi Yosi Haglili Manah. Rabbi Yehuda said that the name of Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that you have to give him a money. This is a 100 dinrim of kesef, 200 times the amount of a sela for the payment of the tsar and boshes for punching the other person in the ear. Sutro. Somebody who slaps his friend in the face, no single Messiah Zuz, must give him 200 dinrim of kesef, la'achar yado. If he hits the person in the face with the back of his hand, no single arba mea Zuz, we'd have to give him 400 zuz for the tsar and boshet. Tsaram ba'uzno. If he pulls his friend's ear, talash b'saro, pulls his hair, rakak v'higiyo boroko, or he spits at his friend and the spit hits his friend's skin, hever taliso mimenu. He took off his friend's palace, para rosha isha b'shuk. He uncovered a woman's hair in the market, no stain arba mea zuz. In these cases, he would have to give 400 zuz for the tsar and the boshet. That klal, the rule is, I call the kvodo, it depends on the kavod of the person who was embarrassed. As all these amounts that are mentioned is for somebody who is very important, this would be the maximum amount that you pay for boshet, but for somebody less important, you would not have to pay this amount, you would have to pay less than this. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva argues, he holds this amount has to be paid to everybody. Afilu aniyim shebi Yisrael, even the poor among Yisrael, roen osam ki'ilu heim b'nei chorim sheyordu meinechzem. We look at them as if they are b'nei chorim, free people that have lost their property. Sheheim b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They are the children of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So therefore, no matter who you embarrass, you have to pay this amount. As even if they are poor, we look at them as rich people that recently lost their property, as all the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are important people, so you have to pay the maximum amount for boshes, no matter who you embarrass. There was a story that somebody uncovered the hair of an Isha in the market. She came in front of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Machayev, the person who uncovered her hair, to give her 400 zuz. Amar lo, Rabbi Temlizman. The person said, Rabbi, please give me time to get together the money to give her. Benasan lozman. He agreed to give him a certain amount of time. Shimra omedes al pesach hatzir. He waited for her, and he stood by the doorway of her chatzir v'shavar esakad b'fanel. When she came out, he broke a pitcher of oil in front of her. Ubo ke'isser shemen. Inside the pitcher was oil that was worth an isser, a very small amount of shemen. Gilta es roisha v'hoisa mitapechet u'maneches yoda arosha. When she saw the shemen on the floor, she took off the kerchief from her head, and she scooped up the oil with her kerchief, and she was smearing the oil on her head with her hand. Hamid aleha Adam. He had Adam standing there watching her uncover her hair to recover a very minute amount of oil. Uba lefnei Rabbi Akiva. He came with the Adam in front of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo. He told Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, lezu ani noisin arba mea zuz. To this woman I must give 400 zuz. For uncovering her hair, she herself uncovered her hair to get just an iser of shemen. Amar lo, lo amar tekum. Rabbi Akiva responded, you are saying nothing. It is worthless what you are saying, as you still have to pay 400 zuz, as Rabbi Akiva holds the amount mentioned in the Mishnah has to be paid to anybody that you embarrass, so therefore he has to pay her 400 zuz, even though she is not makbid about keeping her hair covered. Hachovel ba'atmo, afo pisha eno rashai pater. Somebody who wounds himself, even though it is usher to wound yourself, still you are pater. Now, of course, you are pater from paying yourself, but the Mishnah is telling us that Besdin will not punish you for this. Acherim shechavlu bo chayavim. If other people wound you, they would be chayav to pay nezek tzar, ripoy shebes, and boshes, even though you yourself wound yourself. Still, if somebody else would wound you, they would be chayav to pay. V'hakotei nitiosek. Somebody who cuts down his own trees, afal pi she'eino rasha, even though he is not allowed to do this, as the Torah does not allow you to cut trees for no reason, pater, still he is pater, bezin will not punish him. Acherin shekatsu et nitiosek chayav. If other people go ahead and cut down your trees, they would be chayav to pay for the value of the trees, even though you yourself are not makbid and cut down your own trees. Still, if others do this to you, they are chayav.